Random House Audio presents The Big Miss, My Years Coaching Tiger Woods, written and read by Hank Haney.
This book is dedicated to my wife, Suzanne, for her love and support.
Chapter 1. The Last Time. Finally, a moment of truth. Less than an hour before he'll tee off in the final round of the 2010 Masters, Tiger Woods walks onto the far corner of Augusta National's vast practice range. The other players and caddies sneak looks. A cheer rises from the packed grandstands, and the rowdier people squeeze together behind the green gallery ropes, yell encouragement from short range. Go, Tiger. You're the man. He might be disgraced, he might be a punchline, but he's still iconic. As he puts on his glove, the force of the collective gaze that always makes me uncomfortable when I'm walking with Tiger at a major championship is more penetrating. He's become more than just the greatest player alive. He's a human being who's fallen faster than anyone in history. The haters, the sympathizers, the commentators, everyone wants to see what it's done to him. So do I. Yes, he's been different since returning from an addiction treatment facility 6 weeks ago. More subdued, possibly shell-shocked, but I'm awaiting to judge whether he's changed as a golfer. Tiger has always been able to go to a special place mentally in the majors, and I'm eager to find out if he still can. Will he still be Tiger Woods? Passing golf's excruciating Sunday tests has always been what he does best, but this one feels most like a reckoning. Tiger is in third place, 4 strokes behind Lee Westwood and 3 behind Phil Mickelson. Without saying so,